Alaska alternative energy efforts got some national attention over the weekend. Public and private sector energy leaders testified at a U.S. Energy and Natural Resources Committee field hearing. Senator Lisa Murkowski, the committee's ranking Republican, hosted the hearing Saturday at Chena Hot Springs. State Energy Authority Director Steve Hagenson told the committee that Alaska is setting its sights high when it comes to transitioning away from fossil fuels.
That, simply put, is to be 100% renewable for all of our electric and all of our heat and all of our transportation. Sounds like a lofty goal, but it's a stretch goal. I think Alaska has the resources to do it.
Hagenson said the state is following up on an inventory of renewable energy resources and generation options released earlier this year with a second report that will focus in on how to move ahead in the short, medium, and long term. The committee also heard about Alaska projects already in the works. Alaska Center for Energy and Power Director Gwen Holdman described an integrated hydro, wind, and diesel project in Kodiak that's pushing toward the state's objective.
Kodiak has a goal of 95% of their electric power being produced by renewable resources in the very near future, and they are really on track to achieve that with the first megawatt-scale wind turbines that have been installed in the state of Alaska.
Holdman also highlighted Energy Center work on battery technology that will stretch the viability of wind generation. Following the energy hearing, Senator Murkowski helped unveil the world's first portable geothermal generator. Developed at Chena Hot Springs, the trailerable unit is modeled after the larger generator that powers the resort. Owner Bernie Carl said the technology can be used to turn abundant hot water pumped up with crude oil into electricity.
It will be able to go to an oil well and hook up in 1 hour. There's 250,000 producing oil and gas wells just in Texas alone, one state. 150,000 oil wells that are not even producing. They're capped off. If we just took that, we could make 5,000 to 10,000 megawatts. Not my number. It comes from MIT. If we harness 2% of the Earth's energy, just 2% of it, that's 1,000 times more than the world consumes.
The portable geothermal generator is being trucked to Florida, where it will be demonstrated at an operating oil well. Senator Murkowski said a mix of innovation and integration with existing fossil fuel technology is what's needed to move ahead quickly. She said that the field hearing was a good reminder to Washington, D.C. that rural places like Alaska villages can help advance a national energy agenda.
When we talk about renewable energy and the opportunities for our country, it doesn't have to be large, grand-scale projects that are making a difference for millions of people. That Alaska can be viewed as that energy, the renewable energy lab, as some have suggested. And that if in a state like Alaska, where our energy costs are the highest in the nation, if we can make things pencil out here, they can work anywhere else.
Murkowski said she's taken to heart concerns voiced at the hearing about cost and delays of federal permitting. She says that can be a barrier to realizing innovative technology in places like Alaska, where projects are smaller scale.